I fill you up with bones that can never break. Take you to a dark shade of gray. Warm you like a sun that'll never fade.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
This is power. This is power. This is power.
Thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, wrapping up the final power segment, the podcast segment of the Jay Garvin Show. And today I am talking about a hot subject here of real estate on the rise. How high will the prices go in El Paso County? You can get a hold of me at 330-1457 for the rest, the details, the meat of this program. You can go to KRDO.com or just jgarvins.com like you heard this and get more details, or reach out to me at churchillcolorado.com. But one of the big things that I covered and I want to reiterate in this show is Colorado and Colorado Springs has been on the top of the real estate appreciation wave and the growth and popularity of our state and our city wave for more than 6 years now. And I want to see where we've come with prices. The biggest question that you, the podcast listener, my radio listeners, my mortgage clients, I'm also a licensed loan originator with Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage, exclusively helping Dave Ramsey listeners navigate debt-free home ownership, is the fact that over the last 5 years, we've predicted right here in this podcast, Matt and I, that houses would increase. And the number one question is, Jay, is there a bubble? And my answer is always an unequivocal yes. It's going to go up a lot more. It's not in the direction that you think. We may have a stock market or a financial correction, but not real estate correction, because we've got 87 million millennials, my friends. I predicted 6 to 10% appreciation for the next 5 years, 2019, 2021, 22, 23. I don't predict that because I'm Notre Dame and I'm out there trying to wing it. I'm predicting that because of this one simple fact. The millennials are the largest generation in the history of the United States of America. I should know, I'm in like the tiniest one, the Gen Xers. We're actually named because we're the Roman numeral 10, the 10th generation since the Constitution, 13 since the Pilgrim's Landing. And the millennials are the children of the baby boomers who were the previous largest, 78 million. It's really easy. Big generation, small generation, alternating. And 87 million Americans born from 1981 to 2001, you or your kids may fall in that area. 1991 is the largest year of birth within that generation, the crescendo. Over 4.6 million consumers born in that 1 year. My generation is only 48 million. That's 10% of my generation in 1 year. And I'm a generation of 20 years. 10% of my generation born by millennials in 1991. Look this stuff up on the internet. Google it. And the median age of purchasing your first home in the United States is 32 years old. So it's not rocket science. Do the math. Take 1991, add 23 years to that, 32, 33 years, and you get to 2023. And between 2012 and 2019, we've appreciated from $181,000 house in median value on a 12-month running average to $311,000 today. This in April, May's numbers haven't come out yet. They're coming out this week. The highest median value in the history of El Paso County was just last month at $328,000, and I'm sure we're going to break it. But some of the big reasons, like I said, Colorado Springs has been popular is because of jobs growth. We've been at the top of every chart. We have a great quality of living. We have great climate. More millennials are moving to our city proportionately than any other city in the state, and we're in the top five states in the entire union, along with Washington, along with California, along with Texas, and others. But over the next 5 years, seeing what that 6 to 10 appreciation will look like, that's the biggest takeaway. If you think houses are valuable now at $311,000, I'm telling you right now, in 5 years, your same house that's worth $311,000 is going to be worth $390,000 to $420,000, depending on how our jobs and our growth is sustained. It's certainly not going to be less than 6%, but we may have more years of 10% like we've had before. We're on track for it this year. And every year until supply and demand shifts, the expansive focus will be here rather than more affordable states. Now, here's what I'm saying. Right now, people are shifting from Denver to Colorado Springs because the median house in Denver is $482,000. It's more than $150,000 more for the exact same house. And up in Boulder, it's a joke. It's over $611,000 for like a 1,300 square foot house. That's like $400 to $600 a square foot. Well, Colorado Springs is going to increase to a point like Manitou of diminishing returns. Not as many people are moving to Manitou Springs because houses are disproportionately more expensive and there's only so many of them. That's going to happen to the Broadmoor next, then Ivy Wild, and then the old Colorado City, then Rock Rimmon. We also have the proximity of the Air Force Academy clogging us up to the north, the Cheyenne Mountains and Pike Peak National Forest to the west, and Fort Carson to the south. So anything closer to the mountains and west of I-25 is going to be proportionally more expensive. And that's why last week I did this show on accessory dwelling units. That's why the city is addressing this. So here's the biggest takeaway. If you wish you or your children would have purchased a home 5 years ago, then you better get on the gravy train now. The train is in the station and you better hop up against it because this is what it's going to look like. Your $311,000 median value house right now is going to be over $329,000 in 2020. By 2021, that same house is going to be over $348,000. This is for a starter home. In 2022, it's going to be $368,000. And by 2023, when the real estate industry is going to be like hair on fire, that same house today that's worth $311,000 is going to be well beyond $390,000. So don't wish that you or your adult child or your friend or your neighbor or your girlfriend or fiance would have owned a house. Call me at 719-330-1457 and I can help you through the process. I'm a licensed loan originator. I have an entire team, all military connected, own investment properties. We've been there, done that. As I close out, I want to tell you, all of this is important only to the fact that it gives you some stability in the portion of your retirement and your slice of the American dream. Because at the end of the day, I just want to tell you to go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's all that matters in the end. Not the houses, not the mortgages, not the values. Just your relationships that you take with you to heaven. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it. Because that's what I found in you, the radio listener. Someone that I would serve year in, year out, because you bring joy to me and you fulfill me. So have a great week. Reach out to me at 330-1457. Please allow me the honor to help you in your next purchase or refinance transaction. That's how I pay the bills. Have a complimentary consultation to get you, your adult child, your neighbor, your aging parent on the right direction with an amazing team, with amazing integrity, and yes, an amazing energy and sense of humor. Also, please, if you know anybody in the banking lending industry at all, call me immediately. I need your help. I'm adding one crucial member to my team, 719-330-1457. Have a great week. Jay Garvin's with The Jay Garvin Show, signing out. Come on, yo!
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.